The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Papers and the homework. It's time for a test. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Ken Kessler. Michael Fortier will answer your calls at 888-302-3684. And if he gives you any starch, wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah,
that'll
it's almost
calm him right down.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday. Well, how many people are not going to have birthdays because they get Ebola? The numbers are growing. Well, that's really the reality, though, isn't it? A lot of people will not see the next birthday because of the mishandling, the bumbling, the fumbling, the BSing from people who are supposed to be in charge. Now, I'm not finding fault with our efforts, well, to a point. I mean, it's we have assumed the role of peacekeeper. We've assumed the role of policeman. Now we assume the role of doctor to the world. Because nobody else, Jennifer's pointed this out, nobody else will do it, can do it, whatever it is.
But then when we do lead, we get in trouble for leading.
Well, right. we don't lead well. We need leadership. And so you find, and you can't, there are a lot of people who just want to blame the CDC and its chief just because it's a handy thing to do if you don't like the, I was going to say the Ebola administration. I meant the Obama administration.
that was a weird slip.
Where'd that come from? Yeah. So the chief of the CDE says that the agency is now creating an Ebola response team after the fact, sort of, bolstering training for healthcare workers around the country should this thing become a real problem here. It's not a problem anywhere else. Because nobody else has really stepped up to the plate, not the way we have. We've sent soldiers over there. We've sent aid there, building temporary facilities to treat these people in these countries.
Yeah, more soldiers there than to Syria or to any other place.
Yeah.
So do you think that, and I'm forgetting his name. What's his name? Friedan?
Friedan, I think, is, yeah.
Friedan.
Yeah, right.
So do you think he actually listened to Rick Perry? Because Rick Perry called for Ebola czar.
Well,
I just think it's a funny thing to have on your business card.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm the Ebola czar.
Not paying much attention to Perry is an opportunity.
But no, but they're doing this response team, though, so he must have listened somehow.
Well, he says that he wishes the CDC would have assigned an expert team earlier. Yada. Okay, so what difference does it make? Do it now. Let's take today as the first day in this thing and move forward from this day, learning from the mistakes. There is another this circumstance in the Texas Presbyterian Hospital nurse who had cared for Mr. Duncan. She's the second one to come down with Ebola. The first woman, Mrs. Nina Pham, Pham, she was the first one, quarantined for 21 days. She and her dog, too.
Mm-hmm.
She got a blood transfusion showing rapid signs of improvement. Got it from the doctor who first came over, the first patient.
Cat Bradley, right.
Yeah, what a great, he's done that twice. What a wonderful, just really important thing to understand how people can be that selfless. But there is bad news on top of bad news on top of bad news. A union made some troubling allegations yesterday about the hospital where the nurse got the Ebola, saying guidelines were constantly changing, no protocols on how we deal with this. And then the hospital spokesman said the patient and employee safety is their top priority. That's just garbage bull. I almost said it. Who cares at this point? No, you're going to blame and waste a lot of time and energy. Just fix the problem. The problem is they're due need to be, there does need to be, plural, these protocols, and people need instructions. And so now there's a wake-up call here. Mm-hmm. We've lost one person. Not likely there'd be too many people that would die here because we have the facilities to treat these people. Now, what happens if there are hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands? Well, Duncan was his own worst enemy. He was stupid, egotistical, selfish. He filled out the form and lied on it. If he hadn't lied, he would never have gotten here. Nobody would have been infected. Like Nancy Snyderman. All these egotistical jerks. And Duncan had to have been cut from that same cloth. Otherwise, he wouldn't have lied on his form just to come over here and be with supposedly his relatives and friends. Look what he started. Right.
At the same time, and I agree with you, I think he was completely selfish to infect especially his family or his future family, because I think it was his, you know, his girlfriend's kids that he infected, put at risk. Yeah. But when you think about that hospital that knew he had been to Western Africa and still sent him home with 103 degree fever.
Right. Yeah.
There's something going on there. There's something worth investigating. You know, and I'm sure it's probably good that this happened because if, you know, God forbid it happens at any other hospital, they're going to probably be on high alert. But to have those two things happen at the same place is kind of bizarre.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, what new can we add to this? We talked about the dog who's in quarantine. I mean, there's the aspects of this, as you look at these various stories. If you have a fever now, here's the way you bring it back around home. If you have a fever, do you worry about having Ebola? Are you going?
If I had a fever, today.
Here's how I think this brings it back around to everybody in our country.
Okay.
If you have a regular doctor, Jennifer, Kenny, you've got a regular doctor. I have a regular doctor, a couple, three of them. And so let's say everybody, you and all three of us have a fever today, and we don't want to take any chances, so we call the doctor. All right, multiply that times however many, whatever multiple you want. And think about how often you see the doctor, maybe once a year. I get a checkup. Once in a while, if I don't feel well, I go in for a quick 20-minute consultation, that's it. But let's say all of his patients, all at once, or half of them, or a third, or even 10% of them have a fever, and they don't want to take a chance, so they call and they want an office appointment. And immediately, the log gets filled up with these, and you, instead of waiting, I can call today and go in and see him this afternoon, usually, or tomorrow. Let's say, though, that everybody has this fever, and they want to check it out and take no chances. So you call, oh, sorry, no appointments till next week. And then you say, okay, well, I'll call you back if I don't feel better. You don't feel better in a couple of days, you call you back. I'm sorry, we don't have any appointments till next month. You see what I'm saying? The healthcare industry, the business of healthcare, it can't take it. So
I think that's why people have to be responsible in educating themselves. I mean, if you and Ken and I each got a fever today,
yeah,
pretty safe to say that we haven't been exposed to Ebola because you haven't been. I mean, you know when you've been puked on. You know you've come in contact with someone with bodily fluid. You'd hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, like I said, the thing that's scary is if it is true that Ebola gets spread by sweat, then we all have a problem. But if it's only if someone's vomit's hitting us, we'll probably know.
Well, it's any bodily fluid, supposedly.
Right.
All right. So anyway, always food for thought here. Your thoughts as well. 888-302-3684. That, I think, is the best way of evaluating this. The last few minutes here of the conversation, how it affects you, how it may affect your doctor and the healthcare system that we have here. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Kenny, you want any time for comments from people about Ebola?
Joe says, one thing is clear. We're getting Ebola thanks to open borders and Democrats.
I know there are a lot of politics here, but I'm not sure that we're going to blame this one on the Democrats. You can blame it on bad leadership in a sense because they don't shut the borders down. But I don't know that there would be, you know, it would be, what would Ronald Reagan do? How was that for an exercise, right? How would he handle this? I was watching a PBS special last night. Meredith and I turned on, so we were having our dinner, the story of all the women astronauts. It was great. And started with Reagan introducing the first astronaut, the first woman astronauts, and then, you know, through the whole series of things. And you come to one conclusion when it's all over. why aren't we still doing this? Everybody, anybody who's watching that would say, when you look at the way the women and the people who are specialists were profiled in this thing, you wonder, why are we not doing this? And that can be said for lots of different things. The shortage of good leadership is not political. So that's my reaction to that, Kenny. What's next?
Susan says, the real shock is how typical this Texas hospital is.
Of hospitals in Texas or hospitals in our country? Would be the question. Huh. All right. I'll take that on face value. What else?
Chris says, with all of the U.S. healthcare problems and faults, we are still much more prepared than West Africa is.
Well,
the sky is not falling.
No, it isn't. And we are much more prepared than probably any place else, which doesn't. When you see how badly prepared we are, you think, oh, my God, what's the rest of the world like? And then you think, all the more reason to shut down these countries. Shut them down. No question. That's what real strength and leadership is all about, doing something like that, saying this is what we're going to accept, this is what we're not going to accept, and that's it. All right? So, food for thought. Speaking of food for thought, if you are one of the millions of people in our country who have thinning hair, may I suggest you listen carefully to the next 60 seconds or so whilst I tell you the story of Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. This is a very, very popular natural hair thinning treatment that's proven to work on the causes of hair thinning. This is so safe. You put it on your scalp and you rub it around. You can use a stimulator if you want, something that'll get the liquid from Provia into the pores. It cleanses the pores out so the hair under, the follicles that are under your scalp can start growing again. It's that simple, that easy. Think of the concept. Isn't it really that easy? Don't you want to say goodbye to the embarrassment of your hair getting thinner, especially if you're younger? Provia is so safe. Can be used for colored hair, treated hair. Right now, call 800-525-8319. People, hundreds of people pick up the phone right now and look forward to more noticeable results by using Provia. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, you can upgrade to priority shipping. Mention Doug Steffen, get it faster. It's better. It's the best way to cleanse your pores. I don't know of any other treatment like this at all, anywhere. I've never seen anything like this. I've seen things you do to your scalp supposedly to stimulate the growth, but nobody addresses cleansing the pores out from all the glunk that you have managed to get into your pores because you use cheap shampoos. Clean them out. 800-525-8319. Enjoy new hair soon. Provia. 800-525-8319.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
My lover, you're not my friend. Who are you?
This is co-host Dougie.
This is right. You are Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here with me. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 24 after the hour. Those of you who like Prince, here you go. Crank it up, Michael. I would die for you, really. Question you can ponder while I tell you the story.
If I were drowning, would you save me?
Yes, I would. Yep.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
So this song you're dedicating, Request and Dedication?
Yes, it's the Doug Steffen Request and Dedication program. SNL announcing that Prince will fill the role of musical guest on the show's November 1st episode, joined by his backup band, Third Eye Girl, with whom Prince recorded his two new albums, Artificial Age and Plectrum Electrum.
That's a big get for SNL. I think it's awesome.
Chris Rock will host the episode. Marks his first visit there in 18 years. So let's see here. I think Prince has been there a couple, three times already. He has a lot of grit. That's the way I look at Prince. I think he has grit for whatever the reason. Let's see.
That's something, that's for sure. He just pulls it off.
I was trying to remember when Chris Rock was on SNL from 1990 to 1993. Let's see here. There are a lot of people who come back often, like Tina Fey, Jimmy Fallon, the tenure for Rock. He's not that interested, apparently. But so you write him a check and he shows up. What's wrong with that? Good. Prince on Saturday Night Live on November 1st. So what's that? 2 weeks away? Can you believe that?
Yeah. 2 weeks. I cannot believe that.
2 weeks away.
No kidding.
What's today? The 15th, right? Well, 3 weeks maybe. What is it? Almost 3 weeks. Two and a half. One. It's 2.5 weeks. Woof. 10/15/14. The Good Day program. The Ides of October are upon us. Let's have some fun. If we can crack a smile, I've gotten you to crack a smile after listening to some of these outtakes from late night shows, starting with Jimmy Fallon. I'll have done my job.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, you ever was worried, where is that guy? He's been hiding out. He made his first public appearance yesterday in over 40 days. But since he saw his shadow, now that means 60 more years of nuclear winter. Scared him. Dozens of NFL players will be appearing in a series of PSAs about domestic violence.
Yeah, no word yet on whether they're for or against. We don't know. We have to wait and see. It could go either way.
Today, the Obama administration announced the 140 people selected from across the country to participate in the fall White House internship program. And unlike the White House, the internship program is very hard to get into.
This isn't just a jump the fence situation. There's essays, there's questions. You'll just walk by like a sleeping Secret Service guy. There you work.
Yeah, got it. All right, so there are other bits and pieces. I don't know why. I guess I do know why. I usually say David Letterman isn't funny. And so the producer of the program here, he said that. Well, I bother with him. Has the new fellow started to replace Craig Ferguson yet?
The new fellow?
No.
New fellow won't start till December.
After the first of the year.
So he's still on, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So do we want to have
his name is the new feller, by the way.
The new feller, right. The new
right.
feller.
Right. Please get it right.
Get the new feller on. Maybe we should have, just in tribute to Craig Ferguson, some of the excerpts. Michael, why don't you ask Patricia to find
Patricia.
A few. If she got a good sense of humor? She must do. She got an ear for it. Right, the people
she works here, she's got to have a good sense of humor.
Exactly. 28 after the hour, speaking of working here.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, the United States Supreme Court has allowed 30 to 35 states to have gay marriage. Inevitable trend?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Either happy dance or coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today.
Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Is there any way to stop the tide of history now that the Supreme Court has allowed 30 to 35 states to have gay marriages? Is it inevitable?
The Constitution is silent on these things, really. You know, if teacher tenure is a bad policy, go and defeat it democratically.
Right.
The courts don't get to vote in that way. And I think my view is the same here. You know, gay marriage is on the ascendancy, obviously, in terms of public opinion. You think it would be able to win Democratic battles, a small d, but that's not what we've had in almost all of these states.
Oh, I think the issue is settled everywhere except maybe in GOP presidential and other primaries. And that's why Ted Cruz said what he said. He intends to run on, promote a kind of litmus test in the Republican primaries that says you have to be against marriage equality. And someone like Chris Christie is going to get attacked because he made the decision not to contest this anymore. GOP consultants wish this issue would go away. There are actually a lot of gay voters who would be inclined to vote Republican, but they won't because of what the GOP is doing, and that could harden for a generation.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ready, we are for another half hour of conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hi,
I'm Dudley Steffen, also known as Doug.
Ken Kessler is here, also known as Ken. Jennifer Horn is here, also known as Jen, also known as Flower Child. Flower me.
Yes, that's me.
That's Jennifer. There's a survey out published in the industry publication Talkers Magazine, which many of you may already be aware of. If you aren't, you can go to talkers.com and check out a number of things that are endemic to the endemic, is that the right word? Connected to the world of news talk radio. This survey suggests that people are tired of the news, tired of talk about the news, in the sense that it's the same news over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and it is the same conversation. Therefore, those who are dull and not interested in finding new things to intrigue people talk about the same things over and over and over and over and over again. And so it is a challenge for those of us who do this, who do not want to talk about the, necessarily the same old stuff. How do we twist and turn this around to make it interesting and intriguing? And one of the things that I've found in doing this program for a long time, for those of you who don't know it, my program, and I don't say this to be smug, please don't take it that way, I'm not related to Nancy Snyderman at all. The essence of this program is that it's been on the air longer than any other morning radio program and any other radio program in syndication, with the exception of Rush Limbaugh's program, which started in August of 1988, and this program started in October of 1988. And how has it survived over the years? Maybe just because I didn't want to give up, among other things. But the essence of my own spirit is to dig around and find things that are not necessarily just on the surface. It's, I don't want to talk about abortion. Listen to me. I've been putting Ebola into everything. I called it the Ebola administration in the last half hour. Excuse me, abortion.
Not quite right. You don't want to talk about abortion or Ebola, right?
Well, I don't want to, but yet if I feel like I have to, I got to twist it and turn it around a little bit. Yesterday, the news in Texas was about both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so
You're going to hear more Ebola, because guess what, Dougie? I just sent you the story. Yeah. Second case of a healthcare worker testing positive for Ebola at that same hospital.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's right. And we were talking about that earlier.
Yep.
So it goes back and forth, and you wonder, how do we come up with, and the thing that I presented to you to think about in terms of how does this actually affect you was to think about your own healthcare desires, your goals. Who is your healthcare professional? How are you connected to the healthcare system? And then think about what you would feel if you today came down with a fever and you took some aspirin to break in that didn't get broken. And so then you think, well, it's up to 101. What am I going to do about it?
Better call the doctor.
Better call the doctor. Call the doctor. So you multiply that times millions. And the fact that people, Ken Kronhaus would tell you, he's on my staff here on the Good Day program, Jack Stockwell, who's on my staff here at the program, Ron Hoffman, who's on my staff, Bruce Yanov, all these doctors will tell you the same thing, that people are not going to school to become doctors because the profession has gone up in smoke, in a sense, the way the Affordable Health Care Act has decimated ranks. People going to school. I was looking at numbers yesterday, just on the on paying the bills to go to school for my children, and Megan.
And you're still paying, right?
I'm still paying, and Megan's still paying.
And how old are your kids?
And my daughter's 40, and Brendan's in his 30s.
I know.
Yeah, right.
So it's bad.
So think about how much it costs to send a child to a regular academic institute, and then see what it costs. Ask any doctor how much he or she has paid to go to school to learn to be a doctor. And many times, I know a fellow who's a neighbor of mine who just retired as a bone doctor, osteopath, 73 years old. I've known him since he was in school. I met him when he was a med student. So that tells you how long he and I have been friends. And it took him until he was 49 years old to pay off all of the expenses going to medical school. Now, he's made a good living, lives in a nice house, has respect because he's a good doctor, he's on the local board of health, has given back. He's done well. Not a billionaire, but he's lived a good life. But he didn't start really living until he got into his 50s, because it took him that long to pay all the debt off. People today say, wait a minute, I'm not going to go into debt for $250,000 or more and not be able to perform. Yeah, even though some of the doctor offerings, excuse me, if you look at the VA, for example, remember we talked all this past spring about the VA, and we still should be talking about them. It's just another one of those things that gets shoveled aside for whatever the headline of the day is. But the VA is still a mess. Yeah, somebody's trying to clean it up. There are ads running right now in the medical journals for doctors to work in the VA, $200, $230, $240, some $300,000 jobs. Those aren't bad. You'd be happy to have a $300,000 a year job, Kenny, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Jennifer?
Yep.
But would you be as enthusiastic to have that job if it cost you that much money to go to school? If you spread it out over time, yeah. I mean, the average person's not going to make that kind of dough. We know that. But yet doctors, good doctors, are not average people. That's the given at the beginning before you even go any further. Doctors, the good doctors that I have known over my life, have been special people in many ways. I remember the first family doctor, Dr. Bob Johnson, my mother's doctor, my father's doctor, my doctor until he retired. He was a researcher. His wife, he and his wife were researchers for Harvard. And there was something about him. He just seemed to know everything. he just like to look at you and say, this is your problem. And he didn't say, take an aspirin and call me in the morning. But, you know, he knew it. And you had that sense of confidence. How many of you had family doctors who, when you went to see them, you had that sense of confidence that this person knew really what he or she was talking about? Jennifer, think about the doctors that you first knew in your life.
Mm-hmm. Same one I still go to now, by the way.
There you go. And you trust him or her, right?
I do.
With your life. That's what you're
doing. Have to, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. And, you know, as much as I love my doctor and as much as he's become a part of the family, I trust my family to still keep a close eye on him, to be honest.
It's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Kenny, what about you?
I used to trust doctors and dentists, but I went to, I remember going to see my dentist for a checkup and asked about this new, I don't even remember what the product was, some new product that was just on the market.
Yeah.
And he told me that it was smoke and mirrors. It was worthless. Mm. They're just trying to get your money. And the next time when I went back in 6 months, he had posters on the wall for it and was trying to sell me on it.
Money.
Yeah.
Right. So he became corrupted.
It's just all of the big pharma gets into everything and just makes it all bad.
It's changed. That's one of the things that's changed. You look at the money and the corruption. Doctors are the same, not in general.
Well, doctors also are making less money, so then they look to other places to supplement.
Right, yeah. They get a percent every time they write a prescription for X drug. What do you think? Why do you think they choose one over the other? Because they get paid a commission in some circumstances, not every circumstance. Anyway.
Or they like the salesperson. I mean, it's a why you do you use any product.
Right.
You know, there's some attachment to it.
But back to the premise of the conversation, and the premise of the conversation is, what happens to the healthcare worker, the healthcare industry, to your ability to get healthcare, where the system has changed so dramatically in the last couple of 3 years, so as that really there isn't the proviso for people getting really good, get average care. I'll let you pay for it yourself. I go to doctors and pay my own way. Can everybody afford to do that? No, probably not. And if it was really starchy, would I be able to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for something if something happened to me? No. So that's why I have insurance. But I choose to go the better route just because my health is important and I can afford to pay a little bit more. Or I make it a priority. Even if I can't afford to pay more, I make it a priority. I would rather make sure that I had good health care than to replace my 10-year-old television set or my 35-year-old car. I'm not interested in spending money for that kind of stuff. I'm interested in spending money to make sure that my health and well-being and longevity are protected by having better care. And let's face it, in this circumstance, money can buy you good care. Better care. It does. It's just that's the way it is. And Jennifer just highlighted it's because the system has become corrupt. Because we have watered down so that everybody can be treated the same. The same as we've watered down the educational system and now it sucks. Because everybody's going to be treated the same. How's that work for you? Not well. Because not everybody is the same. Frankly. I want everybody to be able to hit the high water marks every day, not just be floating in a sea of neutrality or mediocrity. And so that's what we're dealing with. If there is a crisis here like Ebola, the system will not do well. I was going to say it will fail. I don't want to say those words. I don't want those words to come out of my mouth, but you know what I'm talking about. So what do we do to make sure it doesn't happen? I don't have a solution to that. I guess maybe the best thing is to do what Jack Stockwell said yesterday. Kenny, he was pretty convincing. Jennifer, you heard him. He was pretty convincing. In essence, you take care of yourself and you have a strong, strong, strong immune system. Build your immune system up. And you have less likelihood of getting any of these things, whether it's the flu.
And you have a good support system, too, who can keep an eye on people for you, I think.
Yeah. Take care
starts with you and spreads to your family.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself. Speaking of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, he's one of the doctors who nationally has recognized the importance of your heart, because he's a cardiologist, and how it is going to weigh so completely on the health of your entire system. That's why he tells you to buy Heart Factors Plus, the best-selling supplement I've ever talked about on the radio in 27 years of doing this program. If you're worried about your blood pressure, if it's too high, Kenny's one of those, then take Heart Factors Plus because it'll bring down your level, your blood pressure level, or if you've got good blood pressure, you keep it there. By boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels using something called L-arginine, which is the major component of Heart Factors Plus, it's nitric oxide, and it opens up your system, so the blood is carried better. It opens up your arteries and your veins, so the blood gets around so much faster, so much better, so much stronger. No matter what your blood pressure problem, this will be a great plus. No side effects whatsoever. Get on board. You'll stay with it. It's excellent. I even give it to Charlotte. I give most of the supplements that I take to Charlotte to do the same thing, to keep her blood system. Her heart is so strong. For a 14-plus-year-old bulldog, her heart is very strong. Lungs are strong, and it's great for your brain. Get your muscles loaded with blood, your heart loaded with blood, your brain loaded with blood. That's what Heart Factors Plus will do for you. Call 800-577-8560. You've heard me talk about it on the radio for months and months and months and months and months, and I'm sure I'll be talking about it for months and months and months and months and months going forward, because it's so good, it works so well. Everybody needs to be involved. To try Heart Factors Plus, call 800-577-8560, direct to the manufacturer. It's all about functioning, your body functioning. 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Steffen, get a free bottle with your order. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
And now another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on the purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Insight Daily Radio.
Science is all around us, and the new National Geographic Kids book, Try This, 50 Fun Experiments for the Mad Scientist in You, encourages kids to be curious. Glow-in-the-dark hands, rocket balloons, toothbrush robots. Who knew science could be such fun and so easy to explore? I'm Lee Wind, and I sat down with author Karen Romano Young, who wants kids to experiment, play, make a mess, share, laugh, and ooh and ah about science. STEM is one of these new buzzword acronyms in education. Can you tell us about that and how this book ties in?
Yeah, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. STEM is a big movement in education because everyone sees the need for people getting better at understanding the world around them, understanding how we learn about it through science, and then applying what we know about technology and engineering to make new things and to solve new problems. So getting your feet wet with a book like Try This is a terrific way to get started with STEM and to build your STEM mojo and your confidence in the scientific process and just to have fun and play, which is really at the heart of all science.
Tell us about one of your favorite experiments from the book.
If you've ever watched ice skating on TV and you see a figure skater go into a spin, you'll see them pull their hands out and then pull them close back into their body. And what does that do? Does it just look pretty? So we found this experiment to do where you sit in a swivel chair and you hold weights in your hands and you do that motion. You bring your arms out and you bring them back in while spinning, and you will spin faster.
So cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's National Geographic Kids author Karen Romano Young speaking about her National Geographic Kids Try This, 50 Fun Experiments for the Mad Scientist in You. NGKidsTryThis.com has experiments, an educator's guide, and more of my discussion with Karen.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
That's it, Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Make sure the only hill your car goes over is the one on the road ahead. Valvoline. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I thought it was interesting that there are some magistrates, one of them in Barrow, Alaska, that is basically saying, who cares to the gay marriage ban? The nation's northernmost community is Barrow. I was there. Cold. Oof. In June, it was cold. Performed a gay marriage ceremony yesterday, days ahead of schedule. Federal judge, remember, struck down the state's ban on gay marriage. So this guy is supposed to, I think, what is it, 1st of November or something? Isn't that when it's supposed to go into effect?
I think so, uh-huh.
He says, yeah, I'm not going to wait till then. Why? Why wait till then? What, you're going to charge me now and then become, I'll be not guilty in 2 weeks? I'm doing
right.
It now.
Do it
so
now.
He did. 51 after the hour.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Every day we have Shelley Palmer join us to talk about something that's new or significant to you in terms of, well, I hope most of you anyway. As we become more digitized, we become more technologically astute. That's happening even to me. And so
you're the biggest astute I know, actually.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. That's very sweet of you. Shelley Palmer talking with you about HTC, which was formerly called High Tech Computer Corporation, their new digital camera that takes photos quickly and easily, which is what people are going to like. So I'll give you an update on that in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, want to train your brain? All you've got to do is play some Portal 2. A recent study conducted at Florida State University concluded that the 2011 video game was more effective at training participants' brains than Lumosity, a cognitive training program designed to improve memory, reasoning, and problem-solving skills. The study had 77 participants play either 8 hours of Portal 2 or 8 hours of Lumosity. Before and after the gaming session, each subject was given a series of tests to gauge performance in three areas: problem-solving,
spatial skills, and persistence. The people who played Portal 2 showed increased performance in all three areas. Those subjects also saw significant boosts on spatial tests, an improvement that wasn't seen in the group that played Lumosity. While the sample size was small and the study only pitted Portal 2 against one other program, the results are a great defense for anyone tired of being told that video games are rotting away their brains. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
What makes a good thing even better? How about having twice as much of it? For a limited time, Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Yes, double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Let that sink in for a second. Okay, now just to make sure you heard me right, Boost Mobile is now offering double the high-speed data while dropping the price. I'm not kidding. Unlimited talk and text, and now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. That's lots of freaking data for not a lot of dough. Listen, you've got to get in on this double dose of data. Seriously, why pay more when you can pay less for twice as much? Hurry up. This offer will not last forever. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Offer ends 11/3/14. Boost has no annual contract. Double the data from Boost's previous offers. Offers and coverage not available everywhere and subject to change. Offer network use rules and other restrictions apply. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
All right, so it's always good to have a laugh when it comes to technology. Ellen, yesterday on her program, Ellen DeGeneres, joked about updates to the iPhone and texting. You may get a kick out of this.
I had a really exciting night. I updated my iPhone operating system. Yeah. Well, fun, exciting, not maybe exactly the words, but have you downloaded the upgrade? The 0.0.2 iOS 8 Audi 5 or whatever it is. A lot of new features have to do with the group text. How many of you have ever had group text? Sir, I said group text. Well, with the update, now you can, if you're in a group text, you can get out of it. Hallelujah on that one, huh? Group messages are fine as long as everyone stays on topic. Here's the problem. No one stays on topic. It starts off simple enough, right? You know where I'm going with this. Your brother sends out a message saying, hey, does everyone want to meet for dinner tomorrow night? And then one person says yes, and then another person says no, and then someone suggests a new time, and then all hell breaks loose. And somebody says, does anyone want to go to the ball game on Friday? And then someone says, no, but here's a casserole recipe. And then someone else goes, here's a picture of my kids. If you're going to use group messages, there should be some rules to follow. First of all, stay on topic. That's number one. Secondly, if your question only applies to one other person in the group, message them privately. Ain't nobody want to be up in your business.
All right, so now here's a serious note for women looking for a job that are good when it comes to technology.
Yes.
Apple and Facebook are offering $20,000 in extra benefits to help pay for infertility treatments, sperm donors, and freeze women.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.